following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's a new day for smokers. Now you don't have to leave your desk, house, or the bar to take a smoke break. Because finally, smokers have a real alternative. Introducing the Enjoy King, the first premium electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and flavor of the real thing. Without the cigarette's smoke, ash, or smell, smokers, today is the day. Enjoy King electronic cigarettes. Cigarettes you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other fine retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at enjoy.com.
We're nuts
about football.
That's why we're teaming up to help wide receiver Wes Welker take down defensive end DeMarcus Ware in the Depend Players Challenge for Charity.
Actually, we're pulling for DeMarcus.
But we talked about Welker over breakfast burritos.
Get together with your loved ones and vote for the player you want to give the $50,000 from Depend to the V Foundation. Voting ends July 1st.
Together, we can help Wes.
DeMarcus.
Win for a good cause.
Vote at thegreatamericantryon.com.
What she said.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along with us as we've got plenty to talk about today. The end of the college baseball season and now the blow-ups that are going on at Wimbledon with all the injuries. Plus, our Loper Link, little UNK news for you today. We have got the Torch Run coming through Kearney today, making it stop today here. Kurt Tomasevich, Jordan Larson are with Live Well Nebraska, putting on a clinic for the youth today up at the Kearney YMCA. They're traveling across the state. Tomorrow they'll be at Grand Island, based out of Grand Island Senior High. Also coming up on the program today, we're going to be talking with the Big Ten Network. Brent Yardina is going to join us on the program today. They have got their BTN awards that are coming up tonight, and we'll get his little preview on the show. But College World Series wrapped up last night, and yeah, okay, Aaron Hernandez is arrested, and let's leave that to the news. All right, let's leave that to the news. He's been released by the Patriots. That has been my stance on these kinds of stories all along. But Randy, I guarantee you, because it is a very down time right now in the world of sports, this will blanket sports, television, and talk radio nationally today.
No question about it. And to me, one of the things that's interesting about this that I haven't heard anybody talk about yet at all is when ESPN has a studio show and this story is going on and there's updates throughout the course of, because there'll be things happening with a trial or more investigation over the fall. And then they're going to turn over and say, Ray Lewis, what are your thoughts? And to me, that's just going to be really, really interesting when that kind of rolls around, because there's no way that ESPN can't talk about it when he's in the studio this fall. And then Ray Lewis and the Aaron Hernandez case are eerily similar.
Well, it is a day of sports coverage, sports talk. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the Bruce Furniture fan line. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook us, tweet us, and we would love to hear from you. The tweet is at ESPN1460-1550. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox right off the bat here from John. He goes, huh, Doug, I bet Miami of Florida and Lame Kitten at USC, that's right, Lame Kitten, will need some mental therapy since Oregon got a fingernail slap. Wow, NCAA, way to blow it again.
Oh, they're not consistent at all. I mean, it's just extremely frustrating. Remember, you know, Penn State literally got nearly the death penalty and didn't create any NCAA infractions. It was for and obviously a very serious case of criminal investigation, but I just don't get it. I don't get it. Other schools have done very similar things and have been treated much more harshly than what Oregon has. And there's just that lack of consistency. I think the NCAA continues to lose a little bit of credibility. I mean, take a look at the investigation they're having with Miami. You know, I mean, that's they're investigating the investigators. And, I mean, it's just a complete mess. And there's just a lack of consistency.
And what happened is the NCAA took away a scholarship, placed Oregon's football program on probation for 3 years for recruiting violations under previous coach, as it always is, Chip Kelly. Either you're not good or you have a previous coach. The NCAA has been looking into Oregon's recruiting practices since questions arose over a 2010 payment to Willie Lyles and his Houston-based recruiting service, which known as Complete Scouting Services. Lyles had a connection with an Oregon recruit. The NCAA also reduced Oregon's official paid visits from 56 to 37 for the next three academic years, reduced its evaluation days, and banned the program from using recruiting services during the probation period.
You can't get Rivals.com website.
We're not a recruiting service.
At the university. Now, does that mean that the coach can't have it at his house? Are they really going to check on that? That one is completely meaningless. I mean, most of that, it just doesn't mean they lost a scholarship. What percentage of your scholarships is that? 2%, 3% of your scholarships? Ooh, wow. You've really cut them to the bone there, didn't you?
So that's what's going on with Oregon. Again, penalizing the past by penalizing, I mean, you're making up for the past by penalizing the current. And in this situation, it makes sense. And they're not crushing the university. I don't know. Everybody's done something wrong. I don't know how you pick and choose between what you want to lay down as the law. Well, let's talk about some good news. The College World Series wrapped up last night. And again, you had to be amazed every time you watched UCLA because they couldn't have been favored in a single game. Maybe they were favored last night, but they could not have been favored in any of the other games in the College World Series or the Super Regional, and yet they won them all. They were perfect in the postseason, 11-0. They put some runs on the board last night, and Mississippi State, you could watch them from the fourth inning on. They knew the game was over. There's more than half the game to go, but it was over.
Well, you fell behind by more than three runs to UCLA in terms of how well they've been able to pitch, and their defense continued to make defensive play after defensive play after it was shocking. It was shocking. There was an error. UCLA committed an error because I think they had three errors the entire time they were in Omaha, and none of them hurt them. None of them. And so they just played such good defense. You pitch, you play defense, and then you get timely hitting. And by the way, they hit pretty well yesterday. I mean, eight runs, that was solid the way they hit the ball yesterday. But throughout the course of the tournament, they got timely hitting. You do those three things, you're going to win a lot of games. And they went undefeated. And nobody, you know, I wonder how many NCAA champions there have been. And I'm sure this number's out there somewhere. I've never seen it. But how many of them went through the entire postseason undefeated? It can't be very many.
183 is what UCLA was batting in the College World Series until they banged out 12 hits last night. 12 hits last night, which was almost a third of what they had for the entire College World Series, or half, something like that. And they held all five of their opponents to a total of four runs, shattering the old College World Series record in the metal bat era, starting all the way back to 1974. So basically 40 years. I mean, that record's not going to get broken. Four runs was all their opponents scored in five games.
The bats don't have the pop they used to, and it's a bigger ballpark. It plays bigger at TD Ameritrade than what Rosenblatt did. But you're right. I mean, that's still incredible to be able to have that kind of defensive stoppage to shut them down like that. It's incredible.
Well, and the reason it's not going to get – to have the discipline to not have errors, to not walk people, to not hit batsmen. UCLA stuck their elbow over the plate more than anybody that I've seen in recent memory, and they got called on it a couple of times, but most of the time, I mean, they hit three guys last night, Mississippi State did. So Mississippi State probably played better on Monday and should have won. And I think it really kind of carried over to yesterday because they got off to a horrendous start and it was over early. Their Dauber was down mentally. They were gone. And that's unfortunate when you're at that stage of the year and you just can't get into it. You can't get something to bounce your way, something to go your way to maybe help you get into it.
Well, UCLA did such a great job. They don't open the door for you to build that momentum. They don't open the door. They, like you say, they don't walk you, they don't hit you, and they don't commit errors. They're going to make you get on. You're going to have to earn your spot onto the bases, and that just didn't happen very often. Tip your hat to UCLA. That is as solid of a team, not fancy, but as solid as of a team that we've seen come through Omaha in quite some time.
Here is what Coach John Savage of the Bruins had to say.
First off, like I said, I want to congratulate Mississippi State for a great season. Whenever you play for a national championship and you lose, we've been there. It's a pretty empty feeling, and it shouldn't be, but it is. And, I want to congratulate Coach Cohen and his staff for a great season. So proud of our program. Players, coaches, this is for the UCLA baseball family. Coach Adams, Coach Reichel, Dan Guerrero, all the people that have been meaningful to this program for many, many years, certainly before I got there. And it's an honor and a privilege to be the coach at UCLA. And I just so proud. These guys did it on the field. I don't think any of the experts thought we'd be there, be here at this stage, and we did it. We did it the right way. We played baseball and good baseball, and we pitched, we defended, we had quality offense, opportunistic offense for sure. And at the end of the day, I think we outlasted everybody. So congratulations to our players and their families and everybody associated with UCLA baseball. Thank you.
It was also kind of pointed out that UCLA, and definitely I think once they got to the Super Regional, had by far the toughest road to win this national championship. They started by hosting a regional with all California teams, and then Cal State Fullerton, who many believed was the best team that didn't make it to Omaha. There was a case for Vanderbilt and maybe an argument for another team out there like in Oregon, but they got knocked out early. So it was basically, I heard a lot about Vanderbilt and Cal State Fullerton. But then they come in, LSU's in their bracket, North Carolina's in their bracket, and then amazingly, North Carolina State comes out and wins the first game. So they have a stud pitcher, and Coach Savage was asked to comment about that road to winning the championship.
That's why I think, you can call us champions. It was a tough road. We had a very difficult Pac-12 conference. We finished third behind Oregon and Oregon State, two very good teams. We had a very difficult regional with Cal Poly, San Diego, and San Diego State. Tight games, 5-3, 6-4, 6-0. And then we went to Fullerton, who I thought was the best team in the country, and to our credit, we played them, and we played them tough, and we came out of that with two wins. So I think that was an indicator. I think a lot of people saw that and knew how difficult that was, and there was, I think, some telling signs that this team was going to be pretty tough to beat. And to make the run that we did, I think it's one of the best runs in, clearly in the history of UCLA baseball, and really for a single season on the West Coast.
And that's Coach John Savage. They are the College World Series champions, and I think at some point they'll be one of the most forgettable College World Series champions because of I just think they will be. Offense is what fires people up. They'll be remembered for the record that they set holding their opponents to four, but there's nobody to remember. If they get back and do it again next year, and they got a lot of guys back, and already some of those early prognostications think UCLA is one of those teams that'll have a great shot at being back next year, then maybe you remember David Berg as being you'll know now. But I'll ask you in 3 years, and nobody's going to know who David Berg is unless they do it again next year.
They might be starting a trend, though, Doug. I think they might be starting how you play college baseball a little bit differently. It isn't that big bopper. It isn't that tremendous offense. With the bats not being as hot now as they once were. And with the finals being in a ballpark that doesn't give up a lot of runs, they might be starting a trend. This might be completely opposite of that. This might be the beginning of how college baseball begins kind of an evolution, and it begins with UCLA in 2013.
Well, then viewership will go down. And if it doesn't, if you want to look at another thing, then these 2-1 games can't last 3.5 hours. Okay, so those are two things. It has to be friendly.
I would agree with that.
For the fan. Has to be friendly for the fan, number one. If you're not going to put any offense, you can't expect somebody to set their butt in the seats for 3:45 for a 2-1 ball game.
Well, this might be the beginning of a dead ball era for college baseball. And that might be true, but I think we might remember them for that reason.
Folks, don't forget, it is the two-day trunk show going on with Gary Michaels Clothiers. They're bringing a great bunch of the store over to the Kearney Holiday Inn. They're just underway. It's today and tomorrow at Sozo Cuisine at the Kearney Holiday Inn from 11 to 7. It's their two-day trunk show featuring tailored suits for 20% off. Special pricing on En-ROAD dress shirts. Tommy Bahama Sportswear is 25% off. You get a free necktie just for stopping by and having some refreshments. Stop by and see them today. Day or tomorrow between 11 and 7, the Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings. Everybody loves their gear. Stop by and see them today or tomorrow. And if you need a special sizing here in Kearney, you can get a hold of Trish or Tammy, and they'll get you set up so that you have an appointment so that they know you're coming in. And you can call 800-448-0478. 800-448-0478. Trish or Tammy will set you up. Otherwise, stop by today at the Sozo American Cuisine located at the Kearney Holiday Inn for the Gary Michaels Clothier two-day trunk show today and tomorrow from 11 to 7. When we come back, Brent Urena, Big Ten Network.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there, and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Mostly sunny skies today as we warm into the mid to upper 90s with variable winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, winds light and variable, a low of 67. Highs around 96 on Thursday. Right now, 82.
Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, you know, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday program. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday, who's the early favorite for the NL Cy Young Award? 31% of you went with Patrick Corbin for Arizona. Why not? He's a perfect 9-0 and has a 2.19 ERA. Adam Wainwright and Matt Harvey were your second choices. Tomorrow, the NBA draft. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Who should be the number one pick? Alex Len of Maryland, Ben McLemore, Kansas, Nerlens Noel, Kentucky, or Victor Oladipo of Indiana. You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And from the Big Ten Network, Brent Urena joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brent, welcome to the program. Should Victor be the first choice?
Well, thank you for having me. To be honest, I wouldn't want to have the first pick this year, as a lot of people are saying. But if you're going to be having to take someone, I mean, maybe Oladipo wouldn't be all that bad with the current crop out there.
Now, of course, we've got Brent on, and you can go to BTN.com and see his selections for the 6th Annual BTN Award Show, which is at 7 o'clock Central Time tonight. It's Channel 425 on Charter Communications here in Central Nebraska. This is the sixth time that they have put this award show together. And I guess just following up on Oladipo, he's one of the finalists for Breakout Performer of the Year. So you got a guy that wasn't a preseason All-American that now has a chance to be maybe a 1-2 pick in the NBA draft. What sprung him this year?
Well, yeah, it's an incredible just breakout for him. I mean, you could tell that if he got any kind of offensive game that he would be a very, very good player. And, you know, just all the reports that he spent so much time in the gym, just a tireless worker. And he obviously improved on the offensive end, always had the ability to drive and dunk or drive and create. But he just became a solid outside shooter, and at the beginning of the year through midway, I mean, he was a deadly three-point shooter, and then it kind of came back down to reality a little toward the end. But I think his work on this shooting really propelled him into being this breakout player and, you know, making him almost a surefire lottery pick.
Brent, your show tonight has the best of the best, and you take a look at the men's teams, the women's teams that you kind of have as Team of the Year nominees. There's some national champions out there. Who is your best of the best of the best? Which what team do you think is really probably the most dominant men's or women's team throughout the course of the year in the Big Ten?
Well, that kind of goes just to prove how good of a year the Big Ten overall, from the big sports to the Olympic sports, had this year. There's national champions, you know, all over. But as far as, like, the men's teams, I think all the candidates, which are our producers, we have a team of producers that come up with these finalists, and I thought they did a great job. I mean, there's so many sports to consider. But if we're talking men's team, I think just the run that the Indiana men's soccer team had, because they had kind of a not even that great of a regular season, and they're the first number 16 seed to win the NCAA title, which, you know, that's one of those Cinderella stories that everyone likes to root for. And I know a lot of people making the argument, oh, well, Penn State wrestling won their third straight national championship. But at some point you almost get like they're so good that you expect it. So, I mean, I guess you can't hold that against them, but that's another team that just had another incredible run. And then as far as women, I mean, it's the Minnesota hockey team. The team's won 49, I believe, in a row dating back to last year's national championship, had a perfect season this year, not even a single tie. I mean, they just dominated and crushed every opponent.
We're talking with Brent Urena of the Big Ten Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter, and just kind of taking that to the next level here. As I look at the nominees for the Men's Coach of the Year, you're right about Penn State with the wrestling, because Cale Sanderson, number one, they were supposed to win it. Indiana baseball coach Tracy Smith. That's kind of got the favoritism in my heart just a little bit with Bill O'Brien of Penn State, but Indiana was picked to win it. Michigan basketball, they were picked highly, although they went farther than most people thought they would go. So you liked Indiana's soccer team, and Todd Yeagley's one of them, but I think just for Bill O'Brien to survive, he wins this award.
Yeah, I mean, especially after that, you know, all the sanctions and then the rough start, that team could have easily quit and just kind of had an awful season. But they turned it around, and, you know, Matt McGloin and Allen Robinson turned out to be, you know, the most deadly pass-catch duo in the Big Ten, which caught everyone by surprise based on what McGloin had done before that. But, yeah, I mean, I personally wouldn't. I mean, I hear the arguments for Bill O'Brien, all the stuff he had to face. But with all the great seasons that the men's teams had, I mean, it's hard not to give a coach who won a national championship or someone like Tracy Smith who accomplished something no Big Ten coach, people thought no Big Ten coach could do, and, you know, something that a Big Ten team hasn't done since 84, getting to the College World Series. So I think Bill O'Brien's a very solid candidate, obviously, but with the national championships that the Big Ten won this year, I find it hard to give him the award.
And, Brent, one of the categories, I guess, around here that is going to draw a lot of attention now is going to be most courageous performance. You have three college athletes that have overcome, you know, blood clots and torn ACLs to come back and respond and bounce back out there. And also, obviously, around here, a lot of attention that one of the nominees is Jack Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the voting is right now, but I have to believe that Jack Hoffman, I mean, how could you not love that story? I think it just goes to show, like, how, first of all, just how good of a relationship, like, with Rex Burkhead, that has to help. But just, I mean, everyone loves a good story about a child who's overcoming just horrible circumstances. But that was one of the best scenes. I mean, I've been watching sports for a long time. That was one of the best scenes I've ever seen. And he also showed some nice wheels there once you hit the 40-yard line, I think. He really fit into another gear. And that's, I mean, you can't watch that and not, at the very least, hit goosebumps. And I think a lot of people cry. And that's just one of those moments that I think will ever forever live on in Nebraska history. And even, like, Big Ten, just people will always remember that. That's and the other people involved, like Dre Mingo, I mean, she is basically deaf after having meningitis and played on two torn ACLs. I mean, that's another tough one. A blood clot, that's another, you know, tough thing to overcome. And then Robert Marv, I mean, I think he's the most underrated of the four, but he played the last, I think, four games last year on a torn ACL. And here in Chicago, you know, Derrick Rose didn't play a year after an ACL injury. So it's that's tough to do.
Brent Urena joins us here from the Big Ten Network. The BTN Award Show is tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. Their sixth annual show, Mike Hall is going to host it. It's only a half hour long. They kind of run through it and give you the highlights of the season and give you the winners. How are the winners determined, Brent?
It's all just, as I said a little bit earlier, we have like a production team that just all comes together. They throw around ideas of, you know, the finalists. We had a much bigger list before we whittled it down to the finalists. And then they just kind of vote, ask for, you know, feelers around the office, kind of see who they think should win. So I honestly don't know a single category who won, being 100% honest. But yeah, it's just basically the producers and a lot of people around here who voted.
Brent, I got to think that this is a long-term discussion you guys have around the office throughout the course of the entire school year, talking about nominees and what categories mm-hmm. to have in there. I got to think this is a long-range process for you guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we have people just paying attention to that stuff. And when you hit, you know, the good story like Robert Marv coming back, like we, you know, make sure we have a note to remember that. And you just have like a file working where you just add to it and add to it. But, yeah, especially the Olympic sports. But there's so many sports, and it's so hard to follow all of them and keep track of everything. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely – it takes a lot of people, a lot of discussion, and just, you know, not everyone's as easy as the Jack Hoffman one. Like that was – you know, simple. It's like, yeah, that's obviously a courageous performance. But, yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world, for sure.
Well, obviously, it sounds like this was a democratic process for all the folks that work at BTN to pick mm-hmm. them. But let's say it's a dictatorship. Was somebody left off a certain category that you really fought for?
Well, I mean, there's tons of just, like, championship teams. Like, you got track and field stuff, like Wisconsin that didn't make it. But at some point, you have to, you know, make it four or five, get just the finalists. As far as an individual person, not one that I could really think of. I thought a lot about, I fought for Allen Robinson for breakout performer, just because, you know, he was a guy who had three catches coming into last year and becomes the best receiver in the Big Ten, wins the Big Ten Receiver of the Award. So I was glad that one got on. But other than that, I mean, I'm pretty happy with everything that that we included, and I think it's a pretty well-rounded list, including most all sports, and not just being, oh, you're football, you're basketball, you're the most important.
All right, Brent, hey, we appreciate the inaugural visit here to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and we look forward to the BTN Awards Show tonight. Hope to catch up with you again in the future. Thanks for the time.
Yes, thank you very much for having me, and good luck to Jack Hoffman tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brent.
Brent Urena. You can check out his work on the Big Ten Network and BTN.com. Again, the 6th annual BTN Awards show tonight at 7 Central. Mike Hall will host the half-hour show tonight, so you can check that out on the Big Ten Network.
And, you know, there's some strong nominees for Most Courageous Performance. And we all know Jack Hoffman's story with the 69-yard touchdown run in the spring game, but Banham from Minnesota basketball, blood clot discovered in her lung last summer. She became first team all Big Ten. You know, I mean, that's coming back. That's courageous. He mentioned Robert Marv with the ACLs. Dree Mingo of Purdue, you know, tore his ACL as well. So a couple of nominees from Purdue in there as well. I agree. How do you say no to Jack Hoffman? But that just kind of shows the level of courage out there, because a blood clot in your lungs pretty serious too, and then be able to be a first team all Big Ten basketball player. That's outstanding as well.
Loper Lincoln, more of the day's sports coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. But as promised, the Cornhusker State Games Torch Run continues its march through the state of Nebraska. Started last week in Norfolk and then went out to Scotts Bluff. It has been coming from west to east. It stops in Kearney tonight, Grand Island tomorrow. And one of the cool things that's going along with it is the Live Well Nebraska Tour and clinics being put on in each stop or at each stop with a pair of Olympians, and Kurt Tomasevich and Jordan Larson. And they join us via phone this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter. Jordan, Kurt, thanks for the time, and we're looking forward to what's going on this afternoon. And, Kurt, we've had you on the program before, so let's start with you. How's the reception been so far?
It's been great. We've had some good turnouts in Scotts Bluff and as well in North Platte. It's been a lot of fun. So far, the kids have been excited about, volleyball and also this acceleration camp, you know, trying to learn to sprint and run faster with better mechanics and stuff. And at the same time, we've been able to promote the Torch Run, like you mentioned, and the Live Well Tour as well.
I imagine a lot of these kids are just wide-eyed when they see you guys out there and the Olympic stories that you guys are able to tell. Talk a little bit about the motivational aspect of this in terms of how this is to kind of go out there and talk to somebody. And Jordan, we'll start with you.
Oh, man. It's a great opportunity. Obviously, like, I grew up in a small town, and I had big dreams to be where I am today and to walk across Nebraska, basically, or, you know, be across Nebraska and spread that dream and say that it's possible. And, you know, if you work hard and you put some time into it, you know, it's possible to be where we are. And what a great opportunity it is to do that this week.
Jordan, did you ever have a chance from being from Hooper, Nebraska, or traveling over to Fremont or maybe into Lincoln, did you ever have a chance to meet someone like this or go to clinics like this just kind of in your backyard?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I went to Husker Camp a lot. I think I went there maybe 4 years in a row, I think. And I looked up to a lot of Huskers. And then just traveling with the youth national and junior national teams of the USA, I got to meet a lot of the national team players as well. So, yeah, I mean, it was really cool. And it was definitely it's something that I dreamed about, you know, and to be able to put, you know, a face to what I had dreamed about. I mean, it was really cool, and it made it more achievable for me. So.
And Jordan, we'll start with you with this question too. Are most of the things that you get asked about by these kids, are they Husker related or are they Olympic related in terms of the questions you get asked by these kids?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, a lot of people are curious kind of what the Olympics are about, because obviously not a lot. I mean, this percentage of people that actually get to participate in Olympics is pretty small. And so I think, you know, they're curious about that, but also, you know, a lot of kids dream about playing in college, and that's, you know, another small step goal that a lot of people set, and that's, you know, how I started. You know, I want to play in college. I want to go to a top university, you know, and just kind of what it's like to be a student athlete. And, you know, a lot of people forget about the student part of it and how difficult it is to manage both of those. And so I think I get a little bit of both, but both have their different reasons as well.
Jordan Larson, Kurt Tomasevich, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Kurt, I remember when we had you on before, as you've made so many stops talking to youth around this area, the one thing is they want to see the gold medal. It is not a mainstream sport like Jordan has with volleyball, so What are you getting from the kids? What do they want to know about your career and what you did to reach this point?
Yeah, I guess my story is a little different, where I didn't grow up wanting to bobsled. It just kind of happened to me when I was 14 years old. So most of my questions, I have to explain what bobsledding is first, and then I can get into more about, you know, how to train for bobsled and how training for bobsled is can be typical of training for any other kind of sport. So, in any sport, you want to be stronger and faster. So that can be carried over into anything else.
And again, Kurt, you have a little bit different path to get to the Olympics. I mean, for Jordan, there is USA Volleyball out there, and they're kind of keeping an eye on things. Talk a little bit about your path of going from playing football at Nebraska to then becoming a bobsledder, because I'm sure you've had to tell that story a lot to those kids that are looking up at you and looking at your gold medal.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a lesson in itself, is, you know, always be ready for an opportunity and take advantage of it when it happens. When I was 24, I was done with football. I was going to graduate school for electrical engineering, and I was still trying to work out and stay in shape. And I met a girl that was recruited to be on the women's bobsled team from track and field at Nebraska. And so I took advantage of that opportunity of getting to know her, and she talked me into trying out for the team myself.
We're talking with Kurt Tomasevich, Jordan Larson here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Part of this Live Well Nebraska tour is you guys will be putting on clinics, will today in Kearney, tomorrow Grand Island, and then finish up on Friday. Kurt, you go first, because I know both are different clinics, and then Jordan, if you would just go right after Kurt, tell us what you guys are doing with these clinics.
Yeah, so I'm not here to recruit bobsledders. You know, that's a pretty I'm here to kind of share what I've learned about how to sprint properly and very efficiently. You've gone to many different acceleration camps, and you know, if I can teach, you know, 10, 11, 12 year old kids this, then I think they're going to be better athletes when they grow up, no matter what sport they get into. So it's, you know, partly trying to promote, you know, great athletes, but at the same time, just, you know, getting kids off the couch and you know, away from the video games for a few hours, and hopefully that gets them excited about participating in sports for the rest of the summer.
And as for me, I have actually a wide variety of age, so it was kind of hard for me to find a way to kind of make sure everybody was happy, I guess. So I guess for me, like, what I started out with is just going back to fundamentals. I mean, I know, like, I have, you know, seniors, you know, but it's always, what I always go back to is, okay, how do I pass properly, and how do I, you know, set the ball the best way, or how, you know, and all that little stuff, breaking it down a little bit better so that everybody can kind of go back to square one. That's kind of what I've been portraying and putting across, and I hope, you know, everybody leaves happy and has learned something, you know, maybe new, or maybe it's just something that they get a two-hour, you know, practice in. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Jordan, obviously it's great to have those fundamentals and learn that, but the Live Well Nebraska Tour also has a larger message in there as well, and Kurt touched on it a little bit, but talk about that larger message for what this tour is all about.
Yeah, I mean, I actually did an interview yesterday, and a lot of people, you know, in our society now, it's just so instant. You know, technology is just, you know, people are stuck to their phones, and don't get me wrong, I'm addicted to my phone as well, but it's a great way to kind of, you know, doing this tour, you know, get people out and off the couch and just get active. I mean, even if it's for a couple hours, you know, at least they're getting outside and doing something, and I think it's just a great message that they're putting across and we're trying to help with, and I'm excited. I think this will help a lot of people, you know, get to where they want to be too. So
it's a good thing we don't have a webcam in studio, because Jordan, Randy, he asks you the question, and then as you start to answer, he reaches over for his 64-ounce Big Gulp and takes
52.
A big swig out of it. So, you know, he's living well himself. Let's wrap things up with a couple more questions here for Jordan and Kurt, and then get them back onto their day. Everybody wants to know, what's going on next? We've seen you in the Olympics. You want to be back in the Olympics every year, depending on the sport. There's team trials or there's world games. Kurt, let's start with you going for another Olympic dream. And Jordan, if you just kind of follow up, what's next for both of you?
Yeah, actually, my next step is coming up pretty quick. The first weekend of August is our first initial individual testing for the next Olympics, which will be held in February of 2014. So, yeah, the Olympics are less than 8 months away from me. It sneaks up pretty quick right after the summer games. The winter games come along pretty fast. So after that, in October, we'll have our kind of team trials. We'll form teams, and then those teams will qualify for the World Cup season. And then during the World Cup season, they will qualify for the Olympics. So bobsled doesn't have just one specific team trial date, like track and field or swimming, anything like that. So kind of a long qualification process, and so that's kind of where I am right now. After that, I have quite a few question marks, I guess, I need to answer. I'm not sure if I want to continue for 2018, which seems like a long way away right now, but I'll have to decide as soon as that happens.
As far as for me, I'm kind of taking the summer a little bit, kind of get my mind right and make sure I'm ready for the grind again. You know, 4 years is a big commitment, and I'm just kind of taking the summer and really making sure I'm ready and ready for Rio, and I'm excited. I'm excited what the direction the USA Volleyball is going in. Actually, I'm heading out to the national team at the end of August because Norseca is coming to Omaha September 14th through the 22nd. Team USA will be there playing a lot of North American teams, so it's us, Canada, Puerto Rico, Cuba. All those teams will be coming to Omaha, so if you haven't got your tickets, get them and come out and see us. After that, I will be heading back to Russia where I play professionally for about 7 months. I finish my season about mid-May, and then I go back to the national team. So, no time to rest, and it's time to get ready for Rio, and I can't wait to take down Brazil in their home country.
Yeah, we just can't. I was going to say, do you avoid looking at Kurt's gold medal or, you know, because as we said, we got a chance during this Olympics to watch Jordan Burroughs get a gold. Our Kearney man, Travel Delagnev, wrestled. We watched you, and we've seen all the elation and all the heartbreak. I want to take it one more step here, Jordan, because I know you have taken some of the monies and you have donated. This is a lot of that behind the scene thing that people don't necessarily see. I know you've done it so many times. Personally, I know there was a family that lost, brain cancer, took their father. You showed up, donated a signed volleyball, donated to the program. I know you do that a lot. I mean, can you explain how that has become part of your life, how you have kind of embraced that and what that means to help people kind of behind the scenes by just little gestures like that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was affected by cancer. I lost my mother almost 4 years ago. So it definitely hits home, and I know the battles and the struggles that go with it. And we actually did a T-shirt before the Olympic Games, and we said that we wanted to donate half the proceeds to a family in need and, donate the other to charity and whatnot. So we actually found two families. One was a young boy battling cancer. He still is. He still has, a year of treatment left. And then another was a family it was the husband. He was 35 years old, brain cancer, two twin boys of 5 years old, and he actually just lost his battle as well. But, I mean, just to walk into that family and you could just see the joy they had, and to be able to hand them a check and sign volleyball that would help them, you know, raise money for those, you know, those 5-year-old boys. I mean, it just, to be able to be in that position and give back is just such an incredible feeling. And I just know what it means to be in their position as well. And it's humbling. And I'm just glad I can be there to help as well. So.
Well, that was the family I was referring to. And, you know, I got to know the story a little bit about that as well. So, Jordan, great job by you. Kurt, great job by you, because we've seen you all over the place trying to help out the youth of Nebraska. So we'll let you guys get back to work. And thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and continued success.
Yeah, and can I say one more thing?
You bet.
If you're in Kearney today, come out to the YMCA from 4 to 7. We'd love to see you there, and there's going to be a lot of vendors and some water, you know, hydrating, and I don't know what else is going to go on out there, but yeah, we'd love to see you guys out there. We're going to speak, both of us, and love to see you.
All right, gang. We will let everybody know. Continue the good work, and have fun the rest of the week.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kurt Tomasevich, Jordan Larson, Olympians in Kearney today, YMCA, Kearney YMCA, for more information. Speed and agility for Kurt Tomasevich volleyball in the main gym there with Jordan. And if you want more information, check it out at cornhuskerstategames.com, or maybe even contact the Y. And then tomorrow they're in Grand Island at Grand Island Senior High School.
Fitness classes, there's health screenings, good snacks, and for $5 you can get your cholesterol screened as well. Great opportunity to do a lot of things. And today in Kearney, the torch run is going to be there around 6 o'clock, so sometime between 4 and 7. Around 6 might be a pretty good time, but I think they're probably talking closer to 4 o'clock. So be a great opportunity to meet a couple of Olympians. And you had to rat me out about the big mug thing?
I owe you a couple.
You do, actually.
We'll be back with our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Save at the register, save at the pump this week at your Grand Island Hy-Vee. Pepsi products, 4 for $10 with coupons, save 20 cents off per gallon of gas. Lay's potato chips, only $1.77, save 5 cents off per gallon of gas. Kingsford charcoal, only $5.88, save 5 cents off per gallon of gas. Bud or Bud Light 24-pack beer, only $14.88, save 5 cents off every gallon of gas. All those fuel savers and more this week at your Grand Island Hy-Vee.
Okay, you could sit at home and watch the X Games on your couch, but wouldn't it be so much better to watch them live in L.A.? Ford is giving three lucky fans a trip to the 2013 Summer X Games in Los Angeles to see all the action and hang out with Brian Deegan. Yes, the Brian Deegan. And if that's not cool enough, you'll also have a chance to win an all-new 2014 Ford Fiesta ST. To enter, go to ESPN.com/Ford. That's ESPN.com/Ford. Now get off the couch. We dare you. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years and older. Ends 8/14/13. For official rules, go to xgames.com/Ford.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today as we warm into the mid to upper 90s with variable winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, winds light and variable, a low of 67. Highs around 96 on Thursday. Right now, 82.
Shout to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. Want to thank our guests, Jordan Larson, Kurt Tomasevich, for joining us in the last segment. Also, Brent Urena from the Big Ten Network. Folks, don't forget that you want with your crops in the field to be safe. That's why you insure them, right? Well, maybe the hail doesn't come. Maybe you don't have a storm. That's good. So when the crops mature, when they become what you want, when it's harvest time, you want to get the best bumper crop that you can get. And one of the ways to do that is to have a T&L irrigation system in your field. Remember that constant starting and stopping is the same technology used in electric pivots, and over time it causes breakdown, lost time, and money. Don't take that spooking. Look at the GPS on TLIRR.com. They don't constantly start and stop, which leaves part of your field missed. Nope. Hydrostatically powered T&L pivot system gives you continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and less waste. Check it out by visiting your local T&L dealer or online at TLIRR.com. It's proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Well, pretty soon we don't even have to watch Wimbledon because everybody's getting knocked out. Maria Sharapova, Roger Federer, looks like he's going
to
lose the first
finals
set.
Finals have been canceled due to lack of interest. Yeah.
And boy, nothing to bore down something when there's too many upsets.
Well, yeah, you can have too many.
Of people you've never heard of. The guy that beat Nadal didn't even play today. He's out because of injury.
Oh, gosh.
Really? You'd have to saw something off for me to not at least make an attempt.
Hey, he made his name. He already made his name. He's the guy beating the doll.
Steve Darcy's. Nobody will ever remember that now. Steve Darcy's. Oh, my shoulders hurt. How did that happen? He wasn't hurt against Nadal, and I'm sure it was a strenuous workout yesterday.
Well, I'm sure he tightened up afterwards. You are very cynical, Mr. Cynical.
No, step up.
I guess
you just went from a stud to a putz.
Yeah. I will say he lost a little bit of his cachet that he was starting to build up there. I can't believe I used the word cachet.
But that's a good way to put it. Hastings football coach Rick Rebarger is up for the assistant principal, and it looks like they'll have to fill in the football position, which at this time...
That gets a little dicey, a little late.
Somebody on staff. We're just a story that's kind of breaking here that we're trying to follow. But Coach Rebarger is going to be, if he's approved by the school board meeting, he will be the new assistant principal, meaning they are looking for a football coach and weight training teacher. And you've done this teaching thing. Could you even get out of a contract at this late a date?
You pretty much need permission. I think June 15th is the very last day through that. So, yeah, it's past that time. You can always, if they find a replacement, you can get out. So they may very well have to hire a new football coach from within in terms of finding the football coach and then be able to find a weight trainer. They'll be able to find somebody that's a first-year teacher, but you're not going to have a first-year teacher that's going to be able to be your head football coach at Hastings High. You're just not.
So they've got that to look forward to with the Tigers, as they've had some changes, football, basketball, athletic director here in the last couple of months. Time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. UNK senior runner Tanner Fruit has been named to the Capital One Academic All-American track and field teams. Fruit earned third team honors and is just the fifth Loper track or cross country student athlete to earn the award. The last was Michelle Dill back in 2008. He's working towards his master's degree, finished up his eligibility this spring, and qualified for both the indoor and outdoor track championships. So congratulations to Tanner Fruit. UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer has added A.J. Hurtado out of Garden City, Kansas. He is the 11th recruit so far this recruiting period. He's expected to compete at 149 pounds. He qualified all 4 years for the Kansas State Championships. Of course, earlier last week, I think it was on Wednesday, that Bauer announced those 10 high school students, including Kalen Mazankowski, Trey Schlender, Hunter Bamford from Kearney, and Trey Trujillo from Grand Island. And Tervell DeLognev will once again be part of the U.S. Team USA, as he won the U.S. World Team Trials Saturday night in Oklahoma City by beating the D2 Wrestler of the Year, Terrell Fortune, out of Grand Canyon University, 6-0-7-0 in the two matches. And he and the rest of Team USA head of the World Championships middle of September in Budapest, Hungary.
Which is a real wrestling maven, that part of the world. It really is. I mean, they'll be treated like kings.
And I think I don't know how often you get to some of these places, but that would be a cool place to visit on somebody else's dime.
Oh, yeah. The history that you'd have there, and again, they're going to treat you like you're absolute royalty. That's high living. I mean, I'm so excited for Tervell. I mean, he's a great guy, represents the United States well, represents Nebraska well, represents UNK extremely well, and it's just really exciting because really – it's going to be when it's next wrestling at the Olympics, that's really probably going to be his very best shot at doing some damage. And being in the semifinals last time out, I just really think that this could be the time.
And finally, a former UNK corner, Arthur Hobbs, has been signed to the practice squad of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He signed on with them this summer, saw extensive action in their preseason, had a couple of interceptions, four different tackles. There's certain rules they have for, you know, in the Canadian Football League. Some have to be from Canada, some can't be, so many quarterback. And Hobbs is at least on the squad for now with San Diego last year and now with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And that is our Loper News, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Call Russ Smith. They offer all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank.
And actually, the CFL, a fair number of their games are on the NFL Network. So you might very well be able to see Arthur Hobbs on the NFL Network, be able to see his games.
Doug and Daddy Show will be back in just a minute, but Andy from Midway rolls in as we get to the end of June, and we'll be moving into some July with some really cool things going on as we get to the second half of the year, which is hard to believe. And Andy still got some great product on the lot and still got some great financing out there. We've got some low mileage vehicles. We're going to talk about this all week long. But with the month of June, we don't want to run out of time because pre-owned 2010 to 2013 pre-owned certified vehicles, 2.9% financing. Don't let folks run out of time on that.
Yeah, through the end of this month, we're really trying to put a big push on. As everybody kind of knows, interest rates are still at a great all-time low, but I guess I shouldn't say all time. Over the last month, they've started to creep back up. And we have negotiated with our lenders and the people that we utilize through the end of this month on anything that's a 2010 or newer Midway certified pre-owned. We are able to go ahead and get you 2.9% financing up to 72 months with approved credit. And the nice part is it isn't like we're segregating the new and the used. The new's actually got the 1.9% financing with approved credit up to 72 months. And that's going to basically be through the end of business on Saturday evening. It's something that we get really excited about because the nice part is we like to be a full-service dealership. You start talking about just getting a great price up front, saving money on the financing aspect, and then between our parts and our service department, you really get the full treatment, and that's what we like to call our customer ownership experience. And speaking of ownership experience, up at the Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac facility right now, the 2014 Silverado is live, and it's there, folks. Here's the only thing, though, that I'm going to warn you about. I know that all the ones that we've got in, about the average amount of time that it sits on the lot is literally about 90 to 120 minutes. Everyone that we've taken off the truck so far has been sold or is spoken for. We had a guy who was able to come pick up his new 14 Silverado. We asked him if we could just park it on the lot, act like somebody could buy it. He was like, yeah, as long as you don't sell it. But 2013 is going to be a huge year for General Motors. They're actually pubbing, and this is the big thing. It's 13 and 13. 13 brand new products in 2013. The other thing that's been turning a ton ahead has been the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Completely redesigned. This thing is just absolutely gorgeous as all get out. And let's not talk, well, we should talk about it. Gas prices, it's summer, 4th of July. You know, everybody knows that we're traveling, so of course they start to sneak up. Well, General Motors and the Midway Chevrolet lot, they've got you covered. Chevrolet Cruzes, Sonics, Sparks, Malibus, Impalas, Buick Veranos, Cadillac ATSs. These are all vehicles that are going to range anywhere from upper 20s on fuel economy all the way up to 42 miles to the gallon. And if you sit down and do some math, if you're the type of person that drives 15, 20,000 miles a year, I challenge you to sit down and see what would happen at $3.80 for a gallon of fuel if you could go ahead and get 15 miles to the gallon better. It would probably shock and scare you. I mean, it's kind of like the whole desert war, you know, shock and awe.
I don't want to be scared.
But it really is amazing. I mean, we've seen people that can literally move up a whole bunch of car, get a brand new warranty, 3-year, 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper, 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, and save $150 a month just on their fuel savings, and it allows them to get a new car. So if you've kind of been kicking around that idea, go ahead, put the pencil to the paper, or just come on in, see Heath Phillips, Darren Sprague, and the gang. They're going to get you guys all taken care of.
Folks, don't run out of time. See the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
In 1913, the Lincoln Highway was dedicated. This road spanned from coast to coast through dirt, sand, and even pastures marked by posts and handwritten signs. It took nearly three decades to finish paving. Eventually, much of it was renamed Highway 30. You're invited June 30th to July 1st to Kearney for the 100th anniversary. Classic cars will parade into town from each coast. There'll be concerts, educational events, as well as many other activities. Go to visitkearney.org and click on the Lincoln Highway logo for a complete list of events.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Dick's Sporting Goods has the products and services to perfect your golf game this season. For a limited time, save up to $100 off the original price on 2013 TaylorMade R1 drivers, Rocket Ball Stage 2 drivers, and Rocket Blades irons. Let one of 500 PGA and LPGA certified golf pros assist you with custom fitting, re-gripping, loft and lie adjustments, and more to improve your game. For a complete list of all Dick's golf services, visit dickssportinggoods.com/golf services. Every season starts at Dick's.
The Cleveland Cavaliers select LeBron James.
The Chicago Bulls pick Michael Jordan.
The Seattle Supersonics select Kevin Durant.
The Denver Nuggets select Carmelo Anthony.
The Orlando Magic select Dwight Howard.
The 2013 NBA Draft, Thursday on ESPN, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN Radio app.
Mostly sunny skies today as we warm into the mid to upper 90s with variable winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, winds light and variable, a low of 67. Highs around 96 on Thursday. Right now, 82.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island every Wednesday night. And for lunch today, you're sliding out there. The lunch special is the Turkey BLT with choice of a side item for only $5.99. But get anything you want off the menu. Maybe get some great chicken wings today. Maybe get a little bit of a pizza. I got to get one of the pizzas. It's been a while since I've had a Chicken Coop pizza.
Yeah, it's hard to say no to those jalapeno garlic wings, though. I
Honey Dijon.
Would
have a kick, but do love it.
Yeah, I'm not the honey Dijon, but the jalapeno garlic. That's awesome.
And of course, the great burgers tonight. $5 for any burger off the menu. Nothing specially made. They are the same burgers that you could order for lunch today, except every Wednesday night. They're $5. The bacon burger, the mushroom burger, the legendary Totally Jack burger. Slide on in. Watch a little bit of Wimbledon if that's up your alley here during lunchtime. Or you can probably catch up what's going on with the PGA Tour, Major League Baseball, a few games going on this afternoon, and a whole lot more. Whatever's on, you can watch it at the Chicken Coop when there's not a bad seat in the house, Kearney and Grand Island.
I'm still jonesing for the jalapeno garlic. You got me thinking.
Are you satisfied, by the way, since you're back in with the NHL? Good? Everything was good?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you kind of like to have a real regular season, and I wish my Avs didn't stink, but hopefully they're heading in the right direction with Sakic and Wah kind of picking up the reins a little bit. So, yeah. I just wish my Avs weren't terrible.
Will they be better next year?
Going to be drafting first in the draft overall. You got to think you're going to get some help there.
They were that bad?
They were that bad. That bad. And the funny thing is, a couple years ago, the last playoff spot taken by the Kings, and the Kings went to win the Stanley Cup, they took away from the Avs. The Avs are actually ahead of them with like 3 games left to go in the year. So they're kind of not that far away, to be honest with you. Even though they did last in terms of record. I know it sounds weird, but...
Boy. Yeah, and that's the ex-coach.
Well, they had some injuries last year that cost them a few games.
Of course they did.
Well,
went on injuries. Haven't heard that one around here in a while.
No.
The men's match play going on at the Elks Country Club in Columbus. 4 area golfers made it through. They went 4-4 yesterday. A couple of them were dropped out by going extra holes, like Wes Burnt had to go 22 holes yesterday. Logan Allman of Grand Island went 24 holes, got knocked out. Alex Anania, who's had a good summer out of Grand Island, lost 1-up. John Smith and Donovan got beat, but both the Reinertsen boys were advancing through Jordan and Riley, and right now Jordan is 2-up through 13 against Tanner Johnson of Broken Bow in an area matchup, and Riley Reinertsen is 2-up through 9 over Calvin Freeman in a battle of good state youngsters out of Table Rock. And then Grand Island's Cale Benson, he was one of the last ones to go off today, and he's all square through 9 with Mike Siwa of
Omaha. Anything else you want to touch on?
I just would mention that a fair number of those kids you hear about in other sports as well. Pretty good athletes who are also pretty good golfers.
Also want to let you know that there's always things going on over the summer, but some of the state's best wrestlers are headed to the annual Disney Duels. They take off this weekend and wrestle Saturday through Tuesday down in Orlando, Florida. And Brian Weeches of Amherst is going, as is Mason Klingelhofer from Lexington, Dakota Hernandez and Edward Perdoma. Colby Spees of Wood River, Derek Lineski of Adams Central is going as well on the Disney Duels. And the young Schmidt, I think, from Grand Island Northwest I saw this morning was the beast heading down there as kind of a late replacement. So best of luck to those area
That's
kids.
That's not a bad place to spend the weekend.
Thanks, Mom and Dad! Hey, we want to thank Jordan Larson and Kurt Tomasevich, Olympians and great Nebraskans in their own right, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Check them out from 4 to 7 today with their clinics up with the Live Well Nebraska Tour at the YMCA in Kearney. They're off to Grand Island tomorrow. Big Ten Network's Brent Urena joined us. Thank you as well. Tomorrow, Nebraska Danger coach Mike Davis to preview the United Bowl Championship with Sioux Falls. Randy, have a good one. We'll see you next time.
You too. Go Danger.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!